Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning up to 38 today. It is 30 right now. I almost said 40. It's going to be 40 tomorrow, though. So that's good. Yeah, so getting divorced or becoming a stay-at-home wife. If you had to choose, what would you choose? I got a text here that says, oh, I hate the attachment texts. Or texts.
Oh, yeah. It's annoying. You have to open it up again.
It shouldn't even be a question because really those are things you should have a conversation about before you're married. I know. We're just throwing the question out there hypothetically because, well, there was a book that talked about it and did basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you had to choose one or the other, which one would it be? Deborah is on the phone. How are you, Deborah?
Good. How are you?
Good. So would you, if you had to choose, it's a horrible choice to make, but if you had to choose between being a housewife and getting divorced, what would you choose?
I would choose a housewife. That's actually what I am right now.
Yeah.
I loved my job, but it got to the point where, you know, couldn't afford daycare or anything.
Yeah.
Or to stay home.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when that's the situation, it's pretty easy to make the decision where it's like, okay, I'm going to clear $100 after we pay daycare. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not really worth it anymore. Well, thanks for the call, Deborah.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
I would go absolutely crazy staying at home, I think.
Yeah, but I think you could find things to do, projects to do.
I could play a lot of PS3.
Could play a lot of PS3.
At least during nap time. I can't imagine being a permanent stay-at-home dad. It would drive me absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
Absolutely bonkers. Anyway, working on this video, and it's just about ready to go up on the website.
And you yelled at me again for taking bad video.
You have to admit, everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. You have very strong abilities at photography.
Yeah.
Not so strong abilities at videography.
I don't know why. I've never been fantastic. I even worked for a TV station, and I actually recorded stuff for commercials, and I was good at that, but then I was actually putting more focus on it.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to just keep the other person's face in the shot.
You told me to put it on the A.
Well, when I was squeezing, but when we were talking beforehand, it's like you can see the from my nose down.
I was moving the microphone
over.
Belly. So.
Kind of like when Carlos Mencia was here. You shot all that video of his belly.
No. That was an accident. That was an accident. Come on now. You know it was.
I got another text here that says, housewife, hello, bonbon eating Peggy Bundy lifestyle from Melissa. Thank you for the text, Melissa.
And then you gained 200 pounds.
Got an email from Teresa here that says, I'm married, I have two small boys and work full time, but I would choose housewife given I don't think I would be cut out for it, but I definitely wouldn't choose divorce for better or worse, right? If he's not abusing me, he's not cheating on me. The label housewife isn't threatening to me. Just like any job, and it is a job. I would have days I love it and days I hate it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, there would definitely be some days you hate it, for sure. Anyway.
I would be on Pinterest a lot.
I kind of started a list earlier this morning of things that you would go to hell for. And I want to add to this list.
Okay.
We'll try and add to this list here coming up in a few. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:21, up to 38 today. 30 right now. I am waiting for it to upload.
Okay.
So I don't have the video up on the website yet. Sorry.
It's all right.
Trying.
Is it rendering or whatever?
No, it's done rendering. Oh, okay. I'm just waiting to upload. That's
and
all.
Four.
So it's coming. Anyway.
It's pretty good, though, when the egg explodes.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some interesting videos of yolk everywhere, that's for sure.
Yeah. there was lots of yolk.
Everywhere.
So, that'll be coming up on the website as soon as possible. There is a terribly, terribly funny video out there right now of this surfer dude who he actually did something really cool.
Okay.
He saved the woman from being attacked.
Oh, by a shark?
No.
Oh.
It was just...
Please don't play the jazz music. This,
no. It has nothing to do with sharks.
Oh, okay.
Calm yourself. It had nothing to do with sharks at all. No, this guy, he saved her with a hatchet because some guy was attacking her. And it was, it's a very, very strange story. Here's the audio.
Guy just went crazy and was trying to pull the guy from underneath the car in the truck. And then he gets in his car and tries to move the car in that. And we weren't going to let him do it.
If you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. And these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
Yeah.
Why did he have a hatchet?
Well, he's a hitchhiker. He's a homeless surfer, dude. And he was smashing to save the woman.
All righty.
The reporter asked him to identify himself. His name is Kai, but that's as far as he would go.
What do you want to talk about?
What happened today?
Well, went straight out of Dogtown, skateboarding, surfing it up. Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything, you're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you.
Can I get your name and where you're from, if you don't mind?
I'm Kai.
Kai? Can I get spelling for you, buddy?
Straight out of Dogtown. K-A-I.
K-A-I. Do you have a last name?
No, bro. I don't have anything.
How old are you?
I can't call it.
I can't call it.
Okay.
Smash, smash, smash.
Yeah, smash.
And he's got a hatchet.
I bet he's been to Colorado.
I bet he has.
Been to the Great American Bake Out in Boulder. I have a feeling he has participated before.
I can't call it.
I can't call it. Okay, so Mel and I started talking, or we were just talking about something random today, like, well, the National Pancake Day is today. Kim from Sanford Children's brought me some pancakes. You didn't want any.
No, I'm just not hungry for pancakes today, but please go eat them today at IHOP's.
She walked in right after the egg exploded.
Yeah.
And was like, hi, what are you doing?
She has a good time in there.
Well, now we got eggs to go with our pancakes.
Yeah.
So it's a National Pancake Day because the IHOP said so. But they're doing it for a good cause, too. They're also collecting free will donations. They'll give you a free short stack of pancakes. And they're just asking you to donate some money to Children's Miracle Network.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
And that's all that there is to it. And so that they're doing that, you get some pancakes, you donate a little money, it's a good thing. If you go and you get your short stack without donating any money, or you only put like, you know, a penny in there or something.
You are a jerk face.
You're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
And a jerk face.
And there are lots of things that I think that you go to hell for besides breaking any of the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
One of them is not giving a donation on National Pancake Day after you get free pancakes.
For reals.
Another one that I thought of was not returning a cart to the cart corral after you're done with your shopping.
It's so rude.
I think people go to hell for that.
I think it's rude.
I encountered it the other day. It was at the store and there was a cart sitting in the middle of a parking spot. Because they were too lazy to walk 30 feet and put it away.
And then if you park there, like, you're going to run into it.
Just park next to it. Instead of driving around the parking lot for 20 minutes looking for a closer spot because your lazy fat ass won't walk up that far. I know. Well, what if you can't? That's fine. But some of you are just lazy. Another thing that goes along with the parking I thought of that I think you go to hell for.
Okay.
Automatically, of course, if you park in a handicap parking spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, those who have the parking pass to park there.
Right.
But don't need it.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe someone in their family.
And they're driving the vehicle.
They're driving it. So, oh, I've got the tag. I'm going to park here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you go to hell for that.
I think you should.
Yeah.
100%.
That's just
one
not
way
cool.
Ticket.
Yeah. Enjoy the pineapple. Where it doesn't belong.
Pineapple?
Unpeeled.
Oh. Oh.
I think that's what happens.
Okay.
In hell. Anyway. Okay. And Hitler's been sitting there for the last 7 years.
Okay.
But I there are probably other things that belong in this list, what you go to hell for.
Yeah.
But I can't think of all of them. So please help me out.
Mm-hmm.
361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. What should people go to hell for?
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:42 on the website right now. You can see the video of me crushing the egg and splattering yolk all over the studio.
He is so strong.
I am. Hercules, Hercules,
Hercules, Hercules.
Yeah.
You've been on cloud nine ever since that's happened because you were like so excited that you squished it.
I am really. I got a text message. Was talking about the things you should go to hell for.
Oh yes.
You know, like leaving a cart in the middle of a parking lot instead of putting it in the cart corral.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving money when you get your free pancakes at IHOP today.
Mm-hmm.
I got a text that said, people who judge other people for things they do should go to hell, smiley face. Of course. Everybody judges people.
Everybody does.
Everybody does. If you never judge
anyone.
We're
both going to hell.
Oh, yeah. So I guess we're both going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
I got another one. And by the way, it was just more of a different way of saying things you shouldn't really do ever.
Yes.
You'll go to hell if you take money from the offering plate at church.
Who does that?
Yeah. Use government aid when you don't need it.
Mm.
It steals from children. I have known people who have done this.
Really?
Who have been on WIC and didn't need it.
How do they get approved for that?
Let's just say when they do their taxes, they're able to write off just about everything.
Oh.
And, yeah. Not cool at all. Jessica's on the phone. How are you, Jessica?
Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. So what should people go to hell for?
People should go to hell for making fun of the ones that are, like, mentally retarded, in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
Period. They should all go to hell for the simple fact. Just because they're not the same as us, they are the same as us.
Yeah.
Just because they were given the shorthand doesn't mean they're no different than us.
I completely agree.
And as far as the parking thing, my mom, my stepdad has the handicap sticker. My mom started at the beginning to do that.
Oh, she was?
And yeah, she did it, and I looked at her. First time she did it when I was with her, and I was like, why would you do that? I go, Kevin's not with us. There's no reason. And after that, she never parked there again.
Good.
That's good.
Way to call her out.
I would have, if that would have happened to me, I would have just chewed ass until it fell out on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I told her, I was like, what would you do if you came out and there was a handicapped person who needed a parking spot and all the spots were taken? And he watches you walk to your car and just looks at you and shakes your head disappointed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the people who ride the carts around the store, the electronic carts, when they don't need to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so rude.
But when they're huge, I mean, I understand you're big, but if you would get up in the first place and walk a little bit, even around your block,
yeah, maybe.
You might lose a little bit of that, yeah. And you might be able to withstand.
Exactly.
I didn't say that. I just said the people who don't need it. That's all. Thank you for the call, Jessica.
Well, it's true, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just people who are pure lazy, and then there's people who really, truly are not able to do everything that we're able to do.
Well, thank you so much for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are what sometimes, you know, when you're making things, even though it's still not cool, people do still, you know, might make jokes. You know, when they think they're in company where it's okay.
Right.
Inevitably, I have learned in my life, you will always end up in front of the wrong person when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get busted.
Get called out.
And there's a couple of different friends of mine, when we're together, one of us does it. Every time. Says
the
wrong thing in front of the wrong person, none of which I would ever tell on the air, but...
Yeah.
Let's just say inappropriate and in front of the exactly wrong person.
Oops.
It's awesome. Let me tell you. The egg crushing is up on the website, hot1047.com. It's ridiculous, but I'm kind of proud of it. I got to admit.
I know you are.
You said I couldn't do it.
Well, I dared you.
You said it was impossible. You told me it couldn't be done.
I didn't think you could do it.
I accepted the challenge.
And you did it.
And I succeeded.
And in the meantime, you made an omelet all over my clothes.
Not an omelet. It was
scrambled eggs.
Egg sushi.
Yeah, sushi.
Kind of what it would be. Well, it was raw.
Yeah, there's egg all over my clothes,
mm-hmm.
My boots, my pants, my shirt.
How much longer do you think those eggs can sit in the studio here before they go bad?
I think they can last a couple hours.
Well, it's been almost a couple hours.
It has been.
Yeah.
Should I figure that out? I can Google it.
Or you could just put them in the fridge downstairs.
But then they're going to get left there.
Probably be easier. No, I was either you can take them home or I'll take them home.
Well, I paid for them.
Well,
so.
You can take them. I know you paid for them. You can take them. That's fine.
I can just sit them next to the window right here because that's a refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. I just know we'll eat them. Will you eat them?
Yeah. I make eggs all the time.
I didn't know that. I don't live with you. So I was just asking. All right. Sorry. I asked a question. Bite my head off.
I didn't.
Yeesh. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? Morning. We're going to top out today at 38. It is 30 right now. Another text says drunk drivers should go to hell. I completely agree. Yeah. This is... I meant this to be a little sillier than it turned out to be, so I'm going to drop it.
Yeah, let's...
People are getting all serious, and I just wanted to kind of have fun with it.
It was supposed to be a silly thing.
Yeah. Anyway, so a mail carrier was on the route, and she gave a dog CPR after pulling it from a burning building. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
On Friday, this woman named Jo Amerson, postal worker in Evans City, Pennsylvania, she was making her rounds when she noticed flames coming from a house on her route, so she sprang into action. First, she broke out some windows to make sure no one was trapped inside. And it seemed like no one was home. It turns out a mother and 3-year-old daughter had just left for a doctor's appointment before the fire started.
Oh, wow.
But Diesel, the family dog, was lying unconscious on the floor. Aww. So she went into the burning house, pulled Diesel out, gave him CPR, got him breathing again, and saved his life.
Holy moly, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
she's going to heaven.
And she, and she said, it's all in a day's work. I did what everyone else would do. It's a life. I can pretty much guarantee not everyone would bust into a burning house to save a dog.
No, not a lot of people would.
I can honestly say I would think twice at least. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but
I think it would depend on how safe it was for you to enter.
If I saw a person or a kid, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I would hope I would do it. You can never really know how you'll react in a situation like that, but
I think your adrenaline gets going.
Yeah, and then you either run away or you run in.
I would like to think that I would run in.
Yeah, but people go, oh, I would do that. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know for sure until you're actually faced with that situation.
True.
So, like I said, I'd like to think I'd run in, but I can't say for sure that I would because I do have scared parts in my body.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few chickeny, scaredy cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parts in my body. And I might freak out and run away. Okay. If it was a stranger, I think I would still, if it's my kids... I can say without a doubt.
With that 100%.
I would go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Anyway. So we have got to give away some Philip Phillips tickets.
Yes, we do.
We are going to give those away right now. If you want them, caller 10-361-5557. He's going to be in town at the Washington Pavilion on March 19th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at the Pavilion. 361-5557. Good luck.
Hot 104. Hot 104.7.
.com